Okay, let's skip to the bottom line. In spite of our best efforts to stay alert, at some point after midnight, the entire security division fell asleep. Or to put it another way, we finally succumbed to the crushing burden of protecting the ranch from dangerous forces. And the next thing we knew, I heard a sound in the darkness. My head shot up and my ears went into automatic lift-up. I shook the vaporous vapors out of my head and listened. There it was again. A scratching sound. Whispers. Chuckles and giggles. The mysterious sounds were coming from the feed barn. I turned to my snoring, wheezing assistant. Drover, wake up. This is it. The raccoons are here and I'm putting the whole ranch under red alert. His head came up and his eyes drifted open.
I thought you said the grasshoppers were flying banana airplanes.
No, I did not say that. I said the feeds are about to attack the raccoon barn. Now get up. We're fixing to get ourselves into some combat here. He tried to run away, but I caught him. And this time, mister, you stay on the front line with me. We just might need all our troops for this one.
Darn.
What?
I said barn.
That's correct. At this very moment, they're attempting to enter the barn. Now listen, here's the plan. I'll take the big one. You take the little ones.
What if they're all big?
If they're all big, I'll take the biggest big one, and you take the littler big ones.
Yeah, but you said...
Will you dry up? Just jump in there and bite somebody. And don't forget, Drover, this is for the ranch.
You know what? I don't think you ate a toad. I think you and Eddie ate the horse feed, and that's how come you're so fat.
I stared at him with eyes of purest steel. Drover, that's the dumbest thing you've ever said in your whole life.
Yeah, but it's true, isn't it?
The fact that it contains tiny particles of truth doesn't change the fact that it was a dumb thing to say. But I'm gonna forget you ever said it.
Thanks.
Now let's teach these little beggars a lesson they'll never remember. A bold defense of the feed barn will save my reputation, and there might even be a little promotion in it for you.
Oh, goody! When do I get it?
Later. Saddle up. We're moving out. And with that touching interlude behind us, we went creeping through the creepy darkness to engage the raccoons in deadly combat. 10 yards out, I started getting a red warning light on the locator panel. A quick glance at the VisRad scope, visual radar, told me that we had 3 cunning little Charlies, coons, standing near the barn door. I switched over to our emergency radio frequency. Okay, Drover, we've got 3 Charlies dead ahead on course 2500. I'll take Fatso. You take the others. Ready? We're going in! I abandoned my stealthy crouch and went streaking towards the enemies with guns blazing.
Freeze, turkeys! You're under arrest!
Ha! You should have seen their faces. They were shocked beyond belief, scared out of their wits. The dummies had thought they had the place all to themselves, never dreaming that our raccoon recon squad had been observing them for hours. Raccoons have the reputation of being pretty smart, but in a combat situation, they're no match for a couple of high-dollar cow dogs. You know what they did? They ran. Hey, I'd hoped we might get ourselves into a little scuffle, but these little twerps wanted none of us. They fled in sheer terror. I can't be sure, but I think it was the freeze turkey that got them. I fell in behind the big one.
Okay, Fatso, here's what we think of feed stealers and barn wreckers.
I jumped right onto the middle of his back, figured the weight of my enormous body would put him on the ground, but, well, fat guys don't go down as easily as you might suppose, and he sort of gave me a piggyback ride all the way down to the creek. I was a little surprised, to tell you the truth, and all at once I found myself in a pool of water with this... You know, he looked fat and pudgy at a distance, soft and slow and not terribly threatening, but... Well, after riding him down the creek bank and into the water, I began to see him in a different frame of reference. He wasn't fat, fellas. He was big. Maybe he had a roll of fat on the outer layer of his body, but mostly what he was big, stout, muscular, hard as 25 rocks. Oh, and he also had a real nasty personality and a mouth full of teeth. We were out there in the middle of this pool, see? A fairly deep pool of water. We were paddling around, and he was glaring at me and grinning an evil grin. Drover had come to the edge of the pool and was yipping his little head off.
Get him, Hanky, get him! Frozen turkey, frozen turkey!
And this giant coon said to me,
"Say, bud, you know how a raccoon drowns a dog?"
"Why, no, I don't know about that."
"First, he lures a dumb dog into a pool of water. You know why?"
All at once, I found myself puzzled. "No, this is all new to me. Why?"
"On dry land, a dog can whip a raccoon. Guess who wins in the water?"
I ran that through my databank. I felt a jolt of electricity burning its way out to the end of my tail. I heard myself gulp. "Are you saying that coons are better swimmers?"
"Yeah."
"And that in hand-to-hand combat in a pool of water, a raccoon might have a slight advantage?"
"Big advantage."
"And that the raccoon might actually..." I hit right full rudder, went to flank speed on all engines, and headed for the nearest bank.
"Drover, I don't want to alarm you, but I've just decoded this guy's secret message, and it's time for you to do something. Fast!"
He jumped up and down and yipped louder than ever.
"Frozen turkey! Frozen turkey! Never mind the frozen turkey! Don't you see what he's fixing to do? If you don't get yourself out here and do something to help, he's gonna drown me!"
That ruined him.
"Oh my gosh, Hank! Don't let him do that! Swim out here and help me, you little squeak box, and maybe he won't." "Yeah, but you know about me and water, and this old leg just went out on me. Hurry up, do something, attack!" "Okay, Hank, just hang on a little longer. I'll run for help." "What? No, don't run for help. Swim out here and..."
Uh-oh. Fellers, all at once, I was in big trouble. The raccoon caught up with me, jumped on top of my head, and put me down where the fish live and where dogs don't. Pretty scary, huh? You bet it was, but just then something happened. All of a sudden, the raccoon, well, released me. I floated to the surface, grabbed a gasp of air, and realized... that someone or something was towing me across the pool. I mean, some unknown hero was pulling me through the water by one ear. Did it hurt? Yes. Did I complain? No, sir. By George, whoever that guy was, he could pull my ear anytime he wanted. I made it to the east bank, coughed up some water out of my guzzle, and staggered to my feet.
"Listen, pal. I don't know who you are, why you happened to show up, but I sure am."
Imagine my surprise when I squinted through the darkness and saw the face of a coon. Yes, it was a raccoon. Sharp nose, black mask, beady little eyes, rounded ears. But it wasn't Fatso. I could see that at a glance. He wasn't fat, see, and that was a major clue. He appeared to be quite a bit smaller than Fatso, and then it hit me like a tub of bricks. "Eddie? Eddie the Rack, is that you?" He dipped his head and waved a paw.
"Hi, how's it going?"
I harked up some more water and moss and seaweed and two lobsters. "How's it going? Well, until about 30 seconds ago, it was going fast, down the drain of life. I was about to get myself drowned by one of your kin folks."
"Yeah, it was Bubba, second cousin, likes to fight."
"I noticed.
He also likes to cheat.
Hates dogs. Never fight Bubba in the water.
I sat down on the bank and beamed him a stern glare. That's great advice, Eddie. Too bad you weren't around 10 minutes ago when it might have done some good.
A dog can't beat him in a water fight.
Could we change the subject? The next time I have a chance to fight your lard-tailed cousin in the water, I'll find something else to do, okay?
Sure, no problem.
But never mind. You saved my life, Eddie, and I don't know why you did it, but...
Dead dogs mess up the water hole.
But I'm honored that our friendship meant so much to you. I mean, it almost brings tears to my eyes to know that you didn't want me stinking up your water hole.
Right, and I've got a deal.
I stared into his masked face. What? You've got a... I started backing away. Okay, Eddie, thanks for the help, but nix on the deal. Sorry.
Garbage job. Easy work. In and out. No problem.
Garbage job? Are you nuts? The last time we pulled a garbage job? Well, I don't even want to think about that. Goodbye, Eddie. Thanks again for your help, and I'll see you down the road. I didn't wait to hear any more. I turned and ran away from the voice of temptation who had done his best to ruin my life. Then I stopped. Hey, Eddie, one last question, and I want the honest truth.
Sure, go for it.
Truthfully, honestly, and earnestly, were you the laundry monster? He chirped a little laugh.
Hee-hee, me?
The whole truth, Eddie, no matter how much it hurts. I have to know.
Sure, okay.
He rolled his little hands together.
Nope, wasn't me.
Just as I thought. Thanks, pal. See you around. And that's about it. Next morning, Slim and Loper found coon tracks around the door of the feed barn, and I received the ranch's highest award for bravery. I had run the laundry monster off the ranch and had saved the horse feed from the marauding raccoons. Pretty amazing, huh? You bet it was. Case closed. Oh, and that business about me and Eddie eating a horse feed? Nothing to it. Just a nasty rumor. Don't forget, I ate a toad. No kidding. Dogs don't eat horse feed.